What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. You begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining. You have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, but you may not know how to get there. Each week on Your Soul Guidance, where you make your dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversity into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa, being homeless, traveling to over 45 countries to successfully emigrating her family of seven to America. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone, on this gorgeous day here. I'm Saskia Roel, and you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul and how to activate your greatest potential. And today I am so excited because we have such an amazing guest, Pat Hastings. And she's not only an amazing guest, she's a dear friend of mine and colleague and inspiration. And Pat is going to talk about, you know, I would call that the down and dirty of faith, and also her book, Simply a Woman of Faith. And she will tell stories about how to find God in your life and trust that and take an enormous leap. And Pat has some great stories to share you about what she's up to today. So I'll bring her on in a minute. Your Soul Guidance with Saskia is live each Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 2 Central and 3 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And every week, as you know, we'll have some of the most gifted experts and coaches and speakers to help you begin that journey to a life that's filled with abundance and adventure and happiness beyond imagining. So what happens when you have a soul's path that's been calling you forever, and at some point in your life you open that door and you say goodbye to your small self and you say hello to your soul? Certainly Pat Hastings knows all about that. Let me tell you a little bit about that. Pat Hastings, she's the author of the award-winning book, Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life. Pat is a spiritual life coach, an inspirational speaker, a therapist, a radio talk show host of Finding the God of Your Understanding. And Pat triumphs over family, alcoholism, years of sexual abuse, traumatic death of a parent, and divorce after 30 years. But her love for God and faith is unwavering and has been the guiding force of her spiritual journey for over 35 years. And Pat looks as if she's 25, I tell you. And as Pat faced her fears and loved herself, her own transformation and healing came about. And she thanks God for everything that's happened in her life because it has made her who she is today. Anyone searching for proof that God loves them and how God truly is in the details of their lives will find inspiration, laughter and love and hope in Pat's book. Her remarkable and inspiring stories of faith, answered prayers will show you the mystery of synchronicity and how you can receive divine guidance in your life as well. Welcome, Pat.
Thank you, Saskia. I am so delighted to be here with you today.
Oh, that's such an honor, Pat. And I'm so glad you're here.
Show.
Yeah, I know. Pat, may I ask you, I ask that to every guest on my show. Where in your life have you been feeling that your soul is calling you? And as I call it, my soul's calling me. How did you answer that calling, if you did?
Where is the call right this moment today, or the call?
Well, or previous in the past, wherever you want to start. But, you know, to me, it's of interest. And I think for everybody who's listening, like at some point in your life, you really know, you know, that's your inner gut or that's your heart, or that's your soul calling you. When you open that door, you just step through with full faith.
Well, you know, I think what's happening in my life presently is where I'd like to start with, and that is my call to live in Hawaii for 6 months.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really, I know in my spirit, I know in my heart that I'm being called there to speak and to teach and to share my faith. I was there, let's see, can I tell you the story now, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, about 18 months ago, I was speaking at a church, and this woman came up to me, and I did a book signing on faith and from my book. And this woman came up to me and said, well, you know, I'm stepping out in faith. And I said, what are you doing? And she says, well, I'm moving back to Hawaii. And I said, oh, that's wonderful. I said, that's always been my dream, to go to Hawaii. And she says, well, you can stay with me for as long as you want. And yeah, I was like, oh? And I knew that she meant it. And I came home. I have a little intention book that I pray with daily. And I knew that Hawaii was in there. And she lived in Maui, Hawaii. So I raced home and got out my book. I have several of them now that I've put together. And the one that I picked up, I was looking through it. And there it was, a turtle swimming in the ocean on Maui. So I knew that I was supposed to go there. And so I, called her, and we got together once. And I went to visit her. She lives also right on the ocean. She has a condo overlooking the ocean. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I went there last Thanksgiving, and I was there for 2 weeks. And it was just amazing how, neither one of us knew each other, really. You know, we went out to dinner once, and we just trusted that this is what was supposed to happen. And I was there for 2 weeks, and I left Saskia, and my life had changed. Something had shifted inside of me. Right before I went, I had taken this very intense marketing seminar, if you will. It was a lot of money. And I was just about done when I went to Hawaii. And when I came back from Hawaii, I couldn't keep doing business the way I was doing it, like pushing and making things happen. And it was repulsive to me. And it was like, okay, now what? I have to make money. I know that I have gifts, and what do you want me to do, God? So for the last, so she just invited me back. I was in Maui for 6 months. For the month of September. I just returned from Maui. She was away, and she invited me to stay in her condo for the month by myself. And, of course, I said yes. And while I was there, I spoke in churches and did some workshops. And while I was there, I heard that still small voice of God calling me to move back there for 6 months in January. So that's where I'm being called. Now, the interesting thing is I don't have a place to live yet. And I don't have anyone. So I decided to come home. And after much prayer, it wasn't like I just, I really sat with it in prayer and got lots of messages that, yeah, why can't I make this happen? I can do this. So I came home and I put my house up for rent. I'm going to rent my condo. But I don't have a place to live yet, and I don't have my condo rented, although somebody's coming to look at it tonight, and I'm hoping that that works out. And I don't have, like, a full-time job when I'm there, but I'm stepping out in faith because I know in my spirit that this is what God is calling me to do.
Pat, do you believe that if we are in alignment with, God's path, or as I call it, my soul's path, that we get in the flow, or there are signs that come upon our path? Have you experienced that in this case?
Absolutely, absolutely. I received money. I'm on Social Security, and I received a letter a few weeks ago that they had miscalculated in 2010, and they were sending me a check for $894.
That's about your flight ticket, right?
Yeah, right. And then I received something else from my doctor's office, a $30 check. I don't know what, it's not that much, but it was the idea that the abundance is coming,
I so believe that. If
we
dare and step out in faith, then suddenly, I never forget that I wanted to do a certain workshop, and I really didn't have money, and I knew I was called to go there. And then a client, I said, I won't be able to work with you because I'm going to a workshop. And in that session, he said he heard God's voice that he had to provide me the money. And he was like, wow. I'm doing a session with Saskia. Shut up. Right. I mean, I don't want to talk about this. And then honestly, he, after the session, he said, I'm being called to provide that money for you for the workshop. And I mean, I didn't even mention it. I just said I was going. And I mean, I had asked for a big sign. I said, you know, God, universe, give me a sign that I'm supposed to go there. I mean, sometimes the signs are, you know, you can't avoid them.
Exactly. And for me, the not only as the money coming in, but the peace that I have in my heart. I mean, I grew up fear-based, and to think that I've had such a transformation in my heart that I'm not afraid. I mean, sometimes I in the beginning I said to myself, either you're delirious, Pat, or you're really following the spirit. Because, you know, I'm leaving my home. I'm renting it to somebody who I don't know yet, and I'm going over there. I had my plane ticket. That's what I did when I came home. I put my house up for rent, and I bought a plane ticket, and that was stepping out in faith because...
Well, Pat, hold that thought, because we're almost going to a break, and I would love you to go, you know, talk more about that after the break, because, you know, this is where the juice is, right? This is what we all want to know. Yeah. So... Everybody, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're going to go on a quick break. And when we come back, we explore more about this really delicious story of Pat. And for anyone listening, if you're interested in knowing how to listen to the voice of your soul and how to hear that guidance and how to step out in faith, you can go to www.yoursoulguidance.com. I have a program that's free, 21-day program that can really connect you to this, to your soul, to the whispers of your soul that guides you to your dream. Go to www.yoursoulguidance.com if you want to get that. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Josai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. So tell me, can you hear your soul, that faint knocking in the background of your life? If you like to open that door and live your soul potential, you can go to www.yoursoulguidance.com and check out the soul coaching or soul guidance readings with me. And I for sure want to make sure you know how to contact Pat Hastings as well. Pat, can you give your website address and ways that people can connect to you?
Yes, surely. It's www.simplyawomanoffaith, and that's womanoffaith.com. And they can go to my website, and there's free gifts when they sign up for the newsletter. Nice little gifts. So I'd be happy to send that out to them.
Thank you, Pat. So, Pat, we want to continue our conversation about what great story were you telling us about faith? You'd received money?
Yeah, well, what I was saying is how I know that it's God is because of the peace that I feel in my heart. I'm not afraid. You know, I'm not, it's just amazing. It's just I know that I know that I know, and I know that the perfect and right person is going to rent my place. And they have to do it in 30 days because that's what I have left. And I know that I'm going to have the right and perfect place to live when I go to Hawaii. So that for me is an indication, that knowing in your heart. But, you know, one of the things that I want to say, Saskia, is that in my own experience and in working with people that I coach, this whole stepping out in faith, you step out in faith before you have all the hows and before you know what's going to happen, you know. And most of the people that I know, and myself included, you know, like to control. So it's not stepping out in faith when you have everything in place.
Yeah.
That's not faith. You know, it's stepping out before you know how it's going to unfold. And then once you step out in faith and you're following your dream in your heart or whatever it is, then it's like, I liken it, then you get the wings, you know, to fly, and God just takes care of all the details.
It's true. And then, you know, all these signs and synchronicity fall in place. That's usually how it works. But I know, you know, people are listening and thinking, yeah, but what do you do if you have fear? What would you say about that, Pat?
I think first of all to embrace all of our feelings, but especially fear, to really kind of welcome it in and say, okay, I'm feeling afraid. Come on in. I liken it. What I say is, whatever feeling comes up, especially fear. Okay, fear, you're here again. Come on in. Let's have a cup of tea. So I kind of neutralize the feeling, if you will. I welcome it in, and then I look at, well, what am I afraid of? You know, I journal around it. You know, what am I? It's always about our unlimiting, self-limiting beliefs.
Right.
You know, so I get in touch with what is playing in the back of my mind. What is the thoughts that's keeping me stuck and making me feel this fear? And so I isolate the thoughts, and then I change the thoughts, and that helps me to take step. And it's really taking small steps. I've been on this journey, like you said, over 35 years. So I've been doing this for a while, and I know the results of stepping. You know, I have, just like you, Saskia, I have loads of stories of, you know, doing things that I was afraid of, but I did them anyway. Face the fear, do it anyway.
It doesn't happen
without fear often,
Yeah, and courage. I mean, courageous people still have fear, right? Courageous people, but the fear won't stop them. And I think, very often, if you have exercised your faith muscles, you know, and it becomes stronger.
Right.
So you dare to take bigger steps. And
exactly.
I believe at some point even faith becomes a knowing. I mean, at some point, you know, I gathered enough evidence that
certain things
work that way. And
exactly. You
just know that exactly what you said, that you've got to take that step first and then things start to fall in place. But you can't wait, you know, for your new house in Hawaii to appear and your job before you even get there.
Exactly, because it won't happen. You know, as you were talking, Saskia, I remember years ago, my ex-husband and I were, he wanted to open a Christian bookstore. And we kept saying, this is such a big step, because what we had, we didn't have the money. So what we needed to do was put our house up for sale. And we had three kids and one on that was pregnant, four kids. That was a huge deal. So we were driving to a prayer meeting at the time, and I remember we just kept saying, this is such a big, big step. And we went to the prayer meeting, and there was prophecy where people, you know, speak the word of God. And this man or woman, I don't remember yet because it was probably 30 years ago, but the prophecy was very, very short, and it was, if you take big steps with me, I will take big steps with you. If you take small steps with me, I will take small steps with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we just looked at each other, and we knew. The next day, we put our house up for sale. You know, so it's the truth. If you're going to take, like, this is a huge step for me, leaving my home, my family, my children, starting my business over there, if you will. You know, that's really what I'm going to be doing. I have coaching clients here in Rhode Island, where I live, but they're not going to be following me. So I'm really stepping out into the unknown and the mystery and very, very excited about it, because I know that there are going to be many miracles.
I know. I love, and you can't create miracles, I believe, if you just sit on your couch and watch your TV and hope things will change. It won't happen.
And feel frustrated and because you're in fear. You're in fear to take that first step, you know. And take a small step toward the direction of your dream, you know, pick up the phone. And if you want to, say, be a coach, you don't know where to even start. Well, pick up the phone and find out, you know, what's the next step, or go online or do something in the direction of your dreams.
And Pat, how do you learn to determine, like, what is the voice, as I say, the voice of your soul, or you say the voice of God or your inner calling? How do we know it is that voice? Because I know a lot of people always want to know, like, how do you know that's that voice? Because I do believe you got to follow that, because that brings you to your destiny. But how can we distinguish?
I think for me, in my own experience, is that I have a relationship with God, Spirit. And I take time every day. That's crucial, taking what I call prayer and meditation every day.
Okay.
So I sit quietly and, you know, I meditate and I journal. So, you know, I was a busyaholic at one point, a rushaholic, and I just stayed busy, busy, busy over my feelings because I didn't want to go in and really see what was inside. So how could I hear the small, still voice of God if I was so busy? And so many of us, you know, workaholism and, we're super moms, and we don't take time for ourselves, you know. So that would be the first step for me, is, and that's what I work with clients, is helping them to make a commitment to themselves and to God that they're going to take that time. Because you're never going to hear that small, still voice
if
you're just running around.
It's way too busy. And, Pat, I mean, we talk about prayer. How does that look like, prayer, if people don't know? I mean, is that like you ask, oh, God, please give me this? Or
For me, prayer is a conversation. It's just like we're talking here. I talk to God just like I'm talking to you. You know, I thank him, I praise him, I ask. A lot of gratitude. And it's, to me, you know, prayer is talking and meditation is listening. So it's when I talk about prayer, I'm not talking about formal prayer, although if that's what you're comfortable with, that's fine. And you can do both, but it is a conversation. I'm talking to God all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. What I realized at one point was that I who talk to God and pray and ask for the big stuff. And at some point I realized, you know, why don't I ask for the small stuff? I mean, how do I get, and I never forget, I was on this mountain on the spiritual workshop and my kids called me at 10 o'clock at night that they needed to be picked up, and I'm in New Hampshire. I mean, I'm like, hi mom, can you pick me up? And I had instructed them well and they were supposed to get a ride and nobody was home, and I'm in New Hampshire and they're in Massachusetts. And I was like, what do I do? And suddenly it dawned on me and I thought, okay, here it goes. This is the small stuff, but I better ask. And I said, God, can you give them a ride? I don't care how. And I tell you, the most amazing thing happened. 10 minutes later, I got a phone call and they said, Mom, it was so amazing. It was it was pitch black at the parking lot and there was nobody there, because that was my fear. There were pitch black young kids on the parking lot 10 o'clock at night. And a car appeared. And suddenly this lady who didn't live even on that side where we live asked if they needed a ride. I mean, that's how it goes. But I'm almost, we're heading to a break, Pat. And for everybody who's listening, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance. We have most amazing guest, Pat Hastings, about stepping out in faith. And stay tuned. We will be right back.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, shedding light on a worldwide health crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and I want to ask you, do you trust the voice of your soul? And if you're sitting here and thinking, I've always wanted to write that book or find my soulmate or change my career or make a lot of money or travel all over the world like Pat, but you think, who am I kidding? You know, you're not kidding anyone. That is your soul calling you. What is it worth to you to find your soulmate or travel all over the world or to have a child or to write that book? What is it you're dreaming you need courage for? I want to encourage you to, I have a 21-day free roadmap to your dreams. You can get that on yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. So in the break, you can go there and get that and get on with listening to your soul and following your dream. And Pat Hastings is here, who is certainly following her dream. And to contact Pat, can you mention your website again, Pat?
Yes, I'd be glad to. It's www.simplyawomanoffaith, and that's womanoffaith.com. And the title of my book is Simply a Woman of Faith, How to Live in Spiritual Power and Transform Your Life.
Thank you, Pat. I have read that book, people, and it was next to my bed for a long, long time. And I just loved having it there. It gave me so much reassurance. I loved it, Pat. But I want to talk a little more because I think that's really great for people to hear about prayer, as we talked about that before the break. Can you give a tip to, because prayer, maybe it's such a loaded word. Like, how do we pray?
How do we pray? Well,
how does that look like?
How does it look like? Well, as I shared a little while ago, it's a conversation. It's okay. Maybe somebody who has never prayed or had a bad experience in the church growing up or whatever. You know, I would begin simply, hi, I'm here. I don't know if you're there or you still hear me or whatever, but just to start a conversation. I would like to know you better. I would like to hear your guidance, you know, just like we're talking to, for, you know. And another part of prayer, was at a service this last weekend, and he talked about proactive thanksgiving, which is faith, really. Thanking God, thanking the universe, thanking spirit, thanking your soul, thanking God before something actually happens, you know. So I want to meet my soulmate. I'm going to meet my soulmate. So what I did was I said, you know, thank you that my soulmate is already here, you know. And so that's a form of prayer also, thanking God for something that you want that hasn't come yet in form, but in the mind of God, it's already done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, what I also always love to do is to say, okay, give me a sign. I'm on the right track. And those signs are, you know, they can be in any way or form. And I just invite everybody who's listening, you know, take something in mind that you really want to bring about or a change or something you're dreaming about and ask for a sign if you're on the right track. Because, and let me know, email me. Go to my website, yoursoulguidance.com. You can find my email there where it says contact. And I would love to hear stories where, you know, you find signs. Can you give us an example, Pat? Have you at some point, you know, you got a sign that God was listening?
Well,
I know you have plenty because I know them.
Yeah. I'd love to tell the story of the God's Allows, because that was...
I know, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely a sign. My ex was out of work for a year, and we had four kids under the age of 10. We were really in a difficult spot, applying for welfare and food stamps. And this one day I was waiting to pick up the kids from school and had some time to kill, so I went to the local boutique and I walked in, and I love clothes, so there was a clearance sign in the back of the store. So I go back, and we're just kind of looking through the clothes, just to kill time. I wasn't planning on buying anything. And I had $10 in my pocketbook, and as I was, you know, looking at the clothes, I found this blouse that I fell in love with, and it was $10. So as I was reluctantly putting it back, I heard that small, still voice of God say, buy it, and I will provide. And I remember standing there in the store like, was that you or was that me? I really wanted it to be God. But I was used to listening, you know. So I bought the blouse, paid the $10, picked up the kids, and, of course, didn't buy milk and bread, and didn't say anything to them. And when I went in the house, I grabbed the mail, and there was an envelope in there, and it said, to Pat. And I said, oh, I wonder what this is. And I opened it up, and there was a card that said, to Pat, from the son of a carpenter, and there was a $10 bill in there.
But who was the son of the carpenter, Pat? Who could be
well,
that?
Well, it meant Jesus.
I know, but I mean, if we you know, we can't bring this to the logic, but it's just amazing, right?
Yes, yes. Now, that certainly was, you know, a sign. That was a big sign that
I tell you.
I was listening. Yeah, that was a huge sign. And, you know, I never found out who sent it. I still have the blouse. In fact, in my bedroom, I have like a clothes, you know, you hang your clothes, and the blouse was tucked into a drawer somewhere, and I was cleaning out my drawers, and I found the blouse. So I have it hanging in my bedroom so I can see it, you know, as I prepare for Hawaii and all that's going on. So I look at that blouse as a sign that, wow, you know, I just feel the presence of God, and that, yes, I'm on the right track. And, you know, if God did that 35 years ago, God can do it now, and God is doing it now.
It's so true, and I love when you said, you know, you heard that little voice, and that's what we have to start to tune into and learn to listen, because that's the path we want to be on. And then the signs, it made me think of the story when we were, you know, getting our green cards, and I didn't know, there was a whole process of years, us as immigrants from Holland. And then after so many years, when we went for the interview finally with the five kids, and then I came back, and they still said, it's not sure if you get it. And I went on this walk with my dog, and I said, I was doing this conversation in my head, like, what if somebody asked me, do we have the green card? And I looked on the side of the road, and there was this green card. I tell you, I have it here up on the wall, this green card, and I picked it up, and it says, yeah, and I'm Dutch. Yeah means yeah, yes. Probably that was like stamped January or something, but it said GAA. Yeah, yeah. So I bring it home and I give it to my son and I said, what is this, Gideon? And he said, that's a green card. And it says, yeah. I said, well, then we have the green cards. I mean, was that a sign or no? I mean,
yes.
And
yes.
I think sometimes that I'm delusional because I can mix stuff up. I mean, I'm great with my imagination, but I, you know.
You're open.
I held it in my hand, and I'm like, yes. I can't deny this. Like, you could not deny you got the $10, and you got that note from son of a carpenter.
Right.
I mean,
right.
However that came about, it was just true.
But if I wasn't listening, if I hadn't developed that relationship, you know, with God, I would not have paid attention to the voice. I probably wouldn't have heard the voice, and I wouldn't have paid attention. I would have probably argued with it and say, no, wait a minute. I got to buy milk and bread on the way home. No, I'm not buying this blouse, whatever, you know. But I was used to paying attention. And you know, you said your faith muscle gets stronger. They get stronger because you listen. And you know, that's how it gets stronger. You know, I have story after story. So now it's like, okay, wait a minute. That happened. Those all stories happened because I listened. Well, you know, John, well, I'm going to listen now.
It's true. And still, you know, I can tell you, I so believe in all of this, but every story I hear, it confirms or it strengthens me. It's like, you know, when I hear that story, I'm like, oh yeah, I want to hear more because it strengthened. And the other day I was in the supermarket. I mean, and I've been away to Holland, so I just got back and I have no idea what's in my house or not. I mean, like shoppings and stuff. So I'm shopping and then I hear just before I want to go to the counter, toilet paper. And I'm toilet paper. Why toilet paper? I thought we had a lot of it. But I thought, okay, you know, whatever. Right. I throw it in my carriage and I bought it. And I came home. We had zero toilet paper. And I mean, stupid example, but you know.
No, I think it's powerful. I think it's powerful. You paid attention.
I paid attention. And, and I know I've ignored that little voice for that kind of stuff. Then I'm like, nah, well, you know, the big stuff I don't doubt, but I can sometimes think, nah, we still have that. And no.
Right.
Go with
it. So to have that kind of intimate personal relationship where you're continually saying, okay, what do I do now? You know, do I talk to this? I had an example just recently. I was talking to somebody and there was a problem that had happened and I wasn't sure if I should bring it up to her. And I quietly prayed, should I talk to her about this? And I heard that voice say yes, and I did. Mm. And it's totally changed my life.
Really?
Big time. Yes. What has unfolded from that is phenomenal. Now, if I hadn't listened to that voice, and I said, no, I'm not going to talk to her. I don't want to bring this up. This what's happening in my life would not be happening. Yeah, so I ask all the time.
Yeah. And I think, like you say, we have to start paying attention and we have to train. We have to train and just test it out like I did with the toilet paper. I mean, I came home and I'm like, oops, I better listen because that saves a lot of trips to the store.
That's exactly it. The more you listen and the more you see the results, the more you want to listen and the more you get, you know, you get the messages.
Yeah. And it's just such an adventure as well to just go with that and test it out.
It really is.
I just love that. Beth, can you give everybody your website one more time?
Yes, it's www.simplyawoman.com.
Thank you so much. And for everybody, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our amazing guest, Pat Hastings, talking about her book, Simply a Woman of Faith, and how to step out in faith and go after your dreams. And for everybody, if you in the break want to get your free 21-day training, go to yoursoulguidance.com and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com. Or call 888-287-2011. We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2111.
2050.
On Your Soul Guidance with Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have an amazing guest, Beth Hastings, talking about stepping out in faith and going after your dreams, as Beth is doing. And I certainly want to talk a little bit with Beth about that book she wrote, Simply a Woman of Faith. I loved that book. But before we do that, just, you know, everybody listen with your ears open, thinking about, you know, in yourself, like, where do you need courage in your life to move forward? Where are you stuck? And what is that big excuse that's stopping you? Because we can turn that around. At some point, there comes a moment where you're like, yeah, I've heard this little sentence in my head too long, and I'm just going to step out in faith. You know what? Because it's just, as we've talked about, it's one baby step at the time. And I would love for everybody who's inspired by this, just take that baby step today. I would love to hear from you. You can email me. You go to yoursoulguidance.com. You can find my email address there and the contact information, and email me that baby step. And I would love to hear anyone's baby step. And next week I can, you know, we'll read the bravest step on the show. But let's get on with Pat and talk about your amazing book, Pat, Simply a Woman of Faith, because that can definitely encourage us.
Well, what I want to start with, it took me 7 years to write my book. And, you know, I would write for a year at a time and then put it down. I would go on a workshop or a retreat, and I would hear that still small voice of God say, I want you to finish a book, and I would write again. And as I look back, I didn't realize it at the time, but as I look back now, I was full of fear. Fear that I wasn't good enough, fear that nobody would read it. Who am I to think that I could write a book? I don't know how to market. I don't know how to be, you know, all these excuses. And it was all fear-based, and it was all about control. You know, I wanted to know exactly what was ahead of me, and of course you don't know what's ahead of you until you get there. So it took a lot of prayer and a lot of signs along the way, and finally I just reached a point where I just said, you know what, I thought that God was probably sick of me, because I was at one point I said, you know what, you've chosen the wrong person, I'm not doing it. And I mean, I was adamant, I am not doing this book. And a year went by, and people would say, you know, how's your book coming? I said, I put my book to bed. I'm not doing it. You know, I just wasn't going to do it. And through a series of synchronistic events, I finally came to that place where I knew in my heart of hearts that I had to write the book, and I made that decision. And one of the things that I did that really helped me was I made a little intention book, and in it was, my intention was to have my book published, published by, say, January 1st. And I had pictures in the book of me with a book in my hand and standing as a speaker. And every morning in prayer, I looked at that intention book and prayed with it. And that's what really moved me through, seeing myself as an author, because I didn't see myself as an author, you know, and that's why I couldn't move forward. But once I changed my thinking on the inside, and my book was published, you know, when I had written it, my intention to have it published January 1st or something like that, it was published January 1st. And, you know, Saskia, I shudder to think that that book almost died inside of me because of my fear, and how it's helping, you know, so many people right now, and how it's opened doors for me. I mean, I would not be going to Hawaii and living my dream if I didn't have my book.
It's so true. You know, we can't have our dream die inside of us. It's just not worth it. I mean, plus we feel miserable. This morning I talked to a coaching client and I said to her, you know what, at some point it's just harder. Life is harder if you hide and resist.
Yes.
When you start to open that door to your soul and start living your calling, and even though you have fear like you had when you wrote your beautiful book, life gets easier. It's just more in the flow, and we don't know that. We are kind of having our foot on the brake, and it's just harder to drive. if we're not fully expressed in who we are. And yes, we do have to release our limiting beliefs and stories of who we are. That's just the journey.
Mm-hmm. I was determined to live my life to the fullest. You know, I had a lot of obstacles growing up in an alcoholic home, sexual abuse, loss of my parent, loss of a business, loss of a marriage after 30 years. So I had a lot of obstacles that I needed to overcome, triumph, if you will. And I was determined to live my life to the fullest. And, you know, I'm just so grateful that I had that resiliency and that perseverance and faith in God, totally faith in God. And now I just can't even believe this is my life. I mean, I can't
Isn't that great?
It.
Sometimes you really have to stop for a moment and then look back, like, where was I a year ago?
Right. Like, how did I get here?
Yeah. I mean, imagine in a year from now, who knows where you live?
Oh, who knows where I live? Oh, man, I can't even, you know, I'm very excited.
What is your other dream, Pat? I know you go to Hawaii.
Well, my other dream is to meet my soulmate. I've been divorced for 12 years now, and that's my dream.
Yeah.
And I know that I will meet my soulmate. It's a promise. It's already done. It's just a matter of, you know, it coming into form. Yeah.
Yeah. And Pat, how do you deal with impatience if you have any? I'm a person who always wants everything fast. So
me too.
Maybe you're a super patient person.
No. I deal with the impatience too. And when I find myself, my insides rushing or, you know, wanting it to happen, I have to stop. And I pray. It just happened to me this morning. Something was going on, and I was just feeling that racing inside, like, I got to do it now. And once I become aware of it, then I just stop, and I say, okay, help me with this. And the most important thing is to have peace in my life. And so when I'm impatient, I'm not peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, what I believe, we don't see the big picture. I mean, maybe God or the universe has a way different picture. And with our small, limited minds, we want it a certain way, in a certain time frame, delivered, please.
Right.
And it doesn't work that way. And
that's where the surrender and the trust comes, knowing that, you know, I want God's will in my life, and I want the perfect timing. So, you know, it's letting go. That's really what it's about. It's continually letting go of my will and how I think it should look and it should be. And sometimes I kick and scream.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get angry because I want what I want when I want it, and I want it now.
Exactly. I mean,
have a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I can see that if we had gotten our green cards earlier and it didn't take so long, then the whole course of where our family is now and my kids are raised would be different, because then we would have had financial support for studies. All my kids would have studied in America, and now they're studying in Holland, which I think is great. So they have a four-year study there. But that changes everything. That changes the destiny of everything. And I stamped harder on the ground and got my way, everything would have been changed, and it would not have been for the better, I bet.
Yeah. And to know that, you know, to really hold that in our mind that everything is happening for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where the trust is. Everything happens for a reason. And
we still have a minute, but can you give your website one more time
and tell
people, you know, maybe a last tip you want to share?
Sure. My website is www.simplyawomanoffaith.com. And my last tip is to love yourself. Love yourself, trust God, and take that leap of faith. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah. And I want to say to everybody, you know, whatever is that dream that holds deeply in your heart, it's absolutely worth it. You do want to listen to it, and you do want to open that door, because those whispers are really the whispers of your soul. I think our dreams need to be cherished. And as Pat now is just example of going to Hawaii and cherishing that dream, I mean, the universe supports our biggest dreams. I have seen it over and over in my life, and I have to continue myself to walk that path. And yes, our faith muscle gets stronger, and we do in that journey. What I find so beautiful is not only you meet your soul, but you have the ability to clean out everything that's not needed anymore. You come across your baggage. So I want to thank my guest, Pat Hastings, so much today for sharing this great information. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. Pat and I will be back talking the down and dirty of faith very shortly, in a week or two probably. And please join me every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central and 12 Pacific. And next week I will have Jory Desjardins. It's a beautiful woman who has so much wisdom to share. Have a great week, and I will see you next week.
Thank you, Saskia. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 Eastern Time, to discover what happens when you live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams, and to play the biggest game of your life. For more information or to schedule your Soul Guidance session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com.